I will now pass the microphone back to Lynette for some more news stories.
We now have good news for fans of Norwich City. Off the pitch, the Canaries keeper has thanked the football family for supporting a City fan who received online abuse. On the pitch, the team has two consecutive away wins. In the Championship, they won 4-0 against Huddersfield. Then they knocked Bristol City out of the League Cup with a 1-0 win. We also have good news for visitors to the city, as the tourist guides now have a new home after the Tourist Information Centre was closed. And American visitors in particular will be pleased to see a new piece of memorial art at the City Library. Phil will start the good news stories from Norwich City.
Norwich City and Scotland goalkeeper Angus Gunn has hailed a fantastic Canaries fan who has raised £40,000 for charity after receiving online abuse. Nathan West received an outpouring of support after being mocked for his appearance when giving his opinions in a Pinken video on Twitter ahead of City's game against Millwall, which has received more than 26 million views. His upcoming half marathon in aid of Macmillan Cancer Support now has more than £43,000 raised after a remarkable turnaround. Now Norwich keeper Gunn has become the latest high-profile figure to praise Mr. West after winger Jonathan Rowe, Irish international Shane Duffy, and even officials at Wembley Stadium all offered their support. He said, "After the game the other day, I saw the video on your channel and I saw a lot of people say about the negative comment that he was getting. But when I looked, there were so many positive ones. It's a nice story after a really good day for the club. It's been even nicer to see the reaction of the whole football family."
Paddy Davitt delivers his Huddersfield verdict after Norwich City's impressive win. Huddersfield 0, Norwich City 4. You could forgive the giddiness in the chant that rose from parts of the Norwich City away end after an emphatic victory for David Wagner and his Canaries squad. Leicester City is the only club separating City from the Championship summit after Ipswich stumbled at home to Daniel Farke's Leeds in a 7-goal shootout. Just another madcap day in the English second tier. League tables can wait, but this was further proof Wagner and his coaches could be onto something special. Huddersfield was sliced apart, while the Terriers did muster concerted spells of pressure in and around the visitors' penalty box. They found no way past Angus Gunn and his sturdy backline. Only Josh Sargent's first half injury in the act of opening the floodgates took the edge off an away win that underlined the rate of progress. When Wagner brought Norwich to his old stomping ground towards the end of last season, a bright opening gave way to a battling point as they clung on for grim life. That was only a matter of months ago, but it feels like a lifetime. Any way we want to cut this now, Norwich appear to have the tools to go anywhere in the Championship, face any opponent from slick Southampton to the more direct approach of a Neil Warnock team, and find a way to prevail.
David Wagner used the word pride to describe what a side displaying 9 changes from the romp at Huddersfield had produced against the Robins. Another clean sheet, another win, another round navigated in the League Cup. But it was the fluency and the cohesion to the Canaries' all-round offering that underscored the work Wagner and his coaches have put into a group who look full of self-assurance and confidence. The German was able to turn the likes of Ashley Barnes, Jack Stacey, Dimi Giannoulis and signing Adam Forshaw to see this win over the line. Wagner had never previously won at Ashton Gate in his coaching career. There was even a rare away defeat since taking over at Carrow Road last season, but this result was never seriously in doubt. George Long's debut was largely a watching brief. Apart from one flying leap to parry Naki Wells' rising angled shot in the first half, Wagner set his squad the challenge. After beating Millwall, to attack the final 3 fixtures before the first international break of the season. Only Rotherham now stand between Norwich's playing fulfilling that brief.
City tour guides now have a new home in Norwich, more than 2 years after the Tourist Information Centre at the Forum closed. The Forum put the guides in touch with the shoebox experiencers in Castle Meadow. The Hub already offers a range of tours, and the profits support its community work. Lisa Willett, Customer Experience Manager, said, "We saw it as a great opportunity to welcome the guides and add their City of Centuries tour to our portfolio." Jonathan Hooton, Chair of the Association of the City of Norwich Tour Guides, said, "Our members have a wealth of knowledge and experience that they're keen to share with visitors and local people alike. We're looking forward to being able to offer our tours once again."
A very poignant Norwich Memorial has been revealed to commemorate fallen American servicemen. The sculpture of wreckage from a Liberator bomber was created for the American Library at the Millennium Library in the Forum by Marek Jezelik. Now the Norwich University of the Arts fine art graduate has seen his forever young artwork hung in the library, which acts as a memorial to the 2nd Air Division of the 8th Air Force of the United States Army Air Force. The library is a memorial to the nearly 7,000 US personnel from the 2nd Air Division who were based in East Anglia during the Second World War and were killed in action, as well as those who survived.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Lynette Edwards, and Phil Harrison. Tim Peters and Elaine Smith are now going to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news, and two features.